Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Lars, and available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next to it so you always know when there's new Going In Raw content. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steve and Larson, where 64 of our best friendos right now are watching this live stream, or this podcast as a live stream. And we do three of them: Raw, SmackDown, NXT 205 Live recaps for our $5 and up a month patrons. You can join in at patreon.com/ Steve and Larson. I've ordered the stickers for our Friendo Care
groovy,
package.
Groovy. I'm excited.
The comic book is complete. I need to like sit down with you for a moment and just make sure that you're cool with everything. But otherwise, it's done.
I read the first half and it was fine.
So. It's very exciting. I really love it.
Good.
I hope the people do as well. Friendo Care package is going to have a couple other goodies in it that I'm really excited about. We're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/ Going In Raw. Look at that shirt. Hey, you're not me. Hey.
So, Coldwater Larson shirt's almost done. This shirt is selling so well, I'm giving it time.
Yeah, it's got time to
breathe. I don't want to interfere.
Yeah, sure.
With sales of that shirt.
Yeah, sure.
So give it a few more days.
Yeah, people love this. So here's my hope is that anybody, like, if you have any desire to go to a SmackDown taping anytime soon, just buy this shirt.
Especially if you're
like close and like Baron, because I really want Baron Corbin to see this and be confused. Be like, hey, that's not my merch, but it kind of looks vaguely like what my merch could look like if I had a slow wolf on my shirt.
Or fox.
It's not a fox, it's a slow wolf.
Well, I know it's a wolf.
It's a wolf who can't quite put it together.
Looks like it could be a fox, though, too.
Hey. But it's not like a Baron Corbin shirt, mind you. We wouldn't do that
because
we're not going to violate copyright law. Right?
Nope.
Right. Hey.
Hey.
Anyways, also, you might want to wait until Black Friday. Right around the corner, word on the street is, I can't blink. There might be a sale.
You mean wink?
Wink. Yeah, I can't blink. Anyways.
Your eyes would get dried out if you were like this the entire time.
It'd be like Alexander Delage watching those bad movies.
Yes.
Yeah, anyways. So those are all plugs. We're going to talk about Raw! Yeah, it's the go-home show for Raw, for Survivor Series.
There was some good stuff in this episode, but just going into it, for some reason,
this is where we talk about our mood for 5 minutes.
Mood plays a huge factor in our enjoyment of a three-hour wrestling program.
I was actually excited by the one thing that we didn't get. I was actually kind of looking forward to seeing Paige, man. And she didn't show up. So yesterday when you yelled at me...
Oh, yeah, I was wrong about that. I'll admit to it.
Yeah. What a pile of crap you are for yelling at me.
I was trying to provide some entertainment.
Add some drama?
To the show.
All right, fair point.
I was
point.
Wrong. It happens. I went cool, that. I was incorrect.
I'm going to put you on timeout so nobody can see you. Instead, they could see the shirt. But that kind of benefits you, too, because you get half the proceeds.
Exactly.
From the shirt.
But I'm saying, you know, I'll admit I was wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I'll own it. No big deal.
Kind of surprising, though, that she didn't show up and is not going to be added to the Survivor Series team. As of now, I really doubt that's going to change.
Yeah.
I guess it's possible she could show up tonight on SmackDown.
Maybe.
I'm sort of... Here's the thing about Raw last night. It may have been the go-home episode for Raw, but tonight is on
is
SmackDown.
The real go-home episode.
Right, because you know,
you will be seeing part of the Raw roster on SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I can almost guarantee you're going to see the Shield there.
Oh, yes.
They're going to be showing up.
100%.
What do you think about this? Now, let's assume that happens. It feels like there's going to be a red under siege happening, invasion thing happening. What do you think about the way they've pulled this off? You kicked it off with the blue under siege, and then you're ending it with the red under siege without much in terms of week after week, more commingling, intermingling, whatever you want to call it. How do you feel about that?
Effective,
or not as effective as it could have been?
I think it's been fine because I'm looking forward to Survivor Series because the matches, the card looks really good.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, that's what all that really matters to me is if the actual event is good. And the individual stories on each show, separate from the larger storylines of Survivor Series, for the most part, have been interesting, so I'm into it.
Okay.
Like, I think this Jason Jordan, Kurt Angle stuff last night was all great.
I thought that was great. That was great. We can get to that in a second. Let's kick it off, though. Stephanie McMahon came down to deliver a promo that brought out Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
She wanted to berate him in front of everybody. People are kicking Kurt around. This is going to be – I like this. I think, you know, some people have had a problem, I think, I noticed on Twitter anyways, with Kurt being so kicked around. It's kind of the Mick Foley treatment. I feel, however, that because Kurt can more than defend himself,
yes,
this is him hitting sort of bottom in a way, only to be able to come back and slap some people around.
Yes.
This is going to lead – I mean, we saw – this is going to lead to him versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to be a good match.
It will be. And also, Kurt's performance across the board has been really good.
He's been fantastic. He's been really, really good.
So, yeah, Steph gives Kurt a bunch of crap for putting Jason Jordan, his son.
She says, what qualifications does he have? And he says, well, he's really talented.
Yeah.
And then she says, who did Shane McMahon get for his fifth member of Team SmackDown?
John Cena.
Yeah.
And he said, well, either you like looked over John Cena to pick your son,
mm-hmm.
or John Cena saw how inept you were as a general manager and decided to go to SmackDown instead.
Yeah.
And she said, either way, it's not good.
Two kind of valid points.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you brought that up last week or earlier this week.
Yeah.
So it seems like Stephanie is on the verge of maybe firing Kurt Angle at that
moment. Right. And then Sierra Hotel India?
Yeah.
Echo Lima?
Yes.
Delta?
The Shield.
The Shield. Roman Reigns.
They come down through the crowd. Dean Ambrose gets in the mic and vouches for Kurt Angle's leadership bona fides.
His bona fides. That's
one thing Steph was getting on Kurt about, that he wasn't a good leader.
What was the phrase? Was it bona fides? The phrase in Oh Brother Art Thou, when the little girls were talking about their new daddy to George Clooney?
Yeah.
He's, what is it?
I thought it was bona fides.
He's a keeper. Oh, I thought they said something else, though. He's bona fide. He's bona fide. He's a keeper. I am the damn paterfamilias. I love that movie. What's your favorite Coen Brothers movie?
It might be Raising Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't ever tell you that I finished that, and it wasn't all the hype I've heard over the years. I think built it up too much for me. But it's just not that.
For me, it was the first Coen Brothers movie I ever saw.
Yeah.
When I was young.
Yeah.
And used to watch it all the time.
I'd probably say...
So I just have an affinity for that movie, partially nostalgia, partially because I think it's really good.
No Country, Oh Brother, and Lebowski.
Yeah, I like all those movies too.
Are probably three of my top, like, 20. Are probably in my top 20. I'm not sure if there's another director who has three movies in my top 20.
Well, Kubrick doesn't? You have Clockwork Orange, Doctor Strangelove.
In 2001. Those all might be in my top, yeah. Never mind, yeah, it could be Kubrick too. Boy, he was good, huh?
He was fantastic.
He did some good stuff.
He might have been the best.
Might have been the best. It's crazy. Nobody could do comedy like him, and yet nobody could do drama and intrigue like him too.
I know. Kind of all at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Anyways. The Shield comes out. Yeah, Ambrose, like you said, vouches for Kurt Angle.
Says, we stand by Kurt Angle. Look what he did at TLC.
I love the moment when Roman Reigns said, where have you even been the last 5 or 6 months? You got put through a table at WrestleMania, and Seth Rollins takes a step back and goes, just shakes his head.
That was great.
So he said, oh, sorry. Your husband put you through a table.
Said, I don't want to put Seth on the spot here.
Yeah.
Your husband.
Oh, that was good.
Reigns was good on the mic last night.
Mm-hmm.
When he seems comfortable, he's effective.
I know, and he's most comfortable when he's with his friends in the Shield, you know? And the crowd is firmly behind him. It's going to be tricky.
That's what they got to keep him with the Shield through WrestleMania.
Maintaining that.
It has to happen. And WrestleMania with all three of them with belts. And WrestleMania that way.
Yeah.
People will pop. They will mark out.
You know what people would even pop for? I think more than Roman doing it on his own is if Roman did it with help from the Shield. I know they're not going to do that because Vince doesn't want that, because that's a totally, obviously, it's a tainted win. But man, because at that point you're kind of making Roman relatable.
Yeah.
Because Brock isn't relatable and he's not supposed to be. But if you want your face of the company, like Cena, people love Cena. Like, I'm not going to say he's the most relatable guy in the world, but he can relate to you. He can get that crowd in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
Roman can't, so you need to make him a little bit human.
I think the only way that would work is if Heyman recruited some people a Heyman guys faction.
Yeah.
Which isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they're going to do anything to bolster Brock's numbers for fear of making him look weaker.
Maybe if Brock breaks out with a steel chair,
yeah,
he does the breakout
mm-hmm.
and gets an unnatural upper hand.
Yes.
Maybe then it'd be acceptable. But I don't know. There's no way they're going to
do it.
I just think people are okay when best friends help best friends.
No, I agree.
You know, and if people really like them.
I think people really like it when best friends celebrate with best friends.
Yeah, that's true,
too. So
that's
the best way to end WrestleMania.
Yeah, best friends celebrating with best friends.
So if they break up the Shield before the end of WrestleMania 34, it's a bad move.
Speaking of best friends celebrating together, how about us being on WWE 24 Goldberg?
That was cool.
That was pretty neat. Back of our heads.
Yeah, we were clapping.
And they got me marking out a little extra.
Oh, yeah.
Because they used me doing this. And then this to punctuate it.
Oh.
Like I was doing this, and then I did this.
See, I just saw the stills. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
And
yet.
They might have done a little music raise when I lifted my hands. They might have cued my hands. A crescendo.
Nice.
Thanks to everybody out there.
You were there for some emotional heft and punctuation.
Thanks for everybody out there for showing us that screenshot.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's cool when I can wake up next to my wife because, you know, she thinks that I just dig around for my day job. And I'm like, look at all these people sent the back of my head to me. And she's like, that's pretty cool. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then I go make some eggs. Anyways, next up we have.
Oh, sorry, wait, no, we got to add this too. Reigns officially challenged the New Day
at Survivor Series. Yeah, that's great.
And the New Day responded via Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Accepting the challenge.
Yeah, saying A-okay.
And I'm sure we'll see some interaction tonight on SmackDown.
Oh, for sure. Next up we had a triple threat match, which we figured might have been a fatal four-way, adding Paige to the equation somehow.
Didn't happen, though.
Didn't happen. We had Bayley versus Mickey James versus Dana Brooke. I like this because, number one, like Dana Brooke getting eliminated via Asuka, I thought was good because I like Dana Brooke. I want her to look strong. She's not going to, probably not anytime soon. But I like Dana Brooke.
Yeah, me too.
And I thought it was a great moment for Asuka because I like that they're keeping Asuka kind of crazy, kind of like, you know.
Unpredictable.
The wild card, if you will. I like that. That was also punctuated. So Bayley, in a great little finishing sequence, hit a Bayley to belly on Mickey James.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody on Team Raw, women's Team Raw, decide, okay, you're in. You're the one. We're all going to celebrate with you now. They're all excited. It wasn't like Alicia Fox getting weird and crazy with being, look at me. I'm the captain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Bayley even saluted her because she was the captain.
Yes.
That was cute. Asuka had a really weird, strong grip on Nia Jax.
Which she took offense to.
Who didn't want any of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was. It felt like it was just.
Character.
Asuka being in character and Nia Jax being in character. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, because Nia kind of did this weird. Like pulled her arm
dude,
up.
Dude, it's too much. It's too much.
And she had a look on her face like, stop.
Right. Stop.
It was all good stuff, all little character interactions. Good.
Yeah. I mean, I like this. Look, man, like this has been the story. You don't need a wild curveball at the end with Paige coming in. Then there's another person you have to protect. I'm not sure you can do that. I do think Team Raw is totally going over here. Team Smack, I mean, we're going to talk about that on Countout this week.
Yeah.
I'll figure my stuff out after SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, too, because we'll shoot it tomorrow.
Because I'm not even sure. I'm kind of leaning towards Team Raw completely imploding and Team SmackDown going over. If you look at Team Raw, Team Raw should totally win because
on paper,
based on talent alone.
Yeah, but there's so
much
volatility involved with Team Raw, whereas SmackDown is all faces.
Finn and Joe. Then you have Braun, who's a nightmare.
And then you have Kurt and Triple H.
Yeah, and Kurt and Triple H.
Whereas it seems like everybody on Team SmackDown is going to get along fine.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we've already seen Orton and Nakamura tag team together.
Yeah.
They seem cool.
Bobby Roode loves everybody now.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
John Cena's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shane McMahon's a commissioner. He's not going to rock the boat.
No, exactly.
They should all get along swimmingly.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, Team SmackDown, just based on storyline, should win.
Right, exactly. But I want to watch SmackDown.
Right? Exactly.
Next up, we had some 205 Live action with Enzo Amore and Drew Gulak. Taking on Kalisto and Akira Tozawa, kicked off with an Enzo promo. Enzo and Drew Gulak promo.
Drew made this good.
Drew makes everything good.
He's fantastic.
Telling you. He's a modern-day Dean Malenko, but with lots of character. He's a modern day Dean Malenko, but also kind of early Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
If you think about it, he's a little bit, there's a little Chris Jericho.
I think it's more the latter than the former, because Dean Malenko's whole thing was pretty much no character.
Oh, I'm talking about, no, I'm strictly talking about in-ring. I'm talking about in-ring. Okay. Like, I love watching him wrestle because he's that mat technician guy. Yes. But then he's got some of the Chris Jericho, early Chris Jericho stuff going. It's great. And I think the good thing about it, I think WWE recognizes it too.
I hope so.
Because why else would he be out there with Enzo? I think he's good.
I know. It was a fun match.
It was a really fun match.
Enzo picked up the pin on Tozawa after hitting Eat Defeat or whatever he calls it.
Is it Jadunzo? Is that what it's
called?
Jadunzo?
Jadunzo.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's my character's finisher, too. Oh. No, it was. I changed it because I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
On Steve Hero on my career mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had a Jadunzo.
Right. I just call Eat Defeat, though.
Eat Defeat.
Yeah.
But it was a fun match.
Eat Steve's feet. No, it was a fun match. And hey, on 205 Live tonight, we get Kalisto's birthday celebration. Boring. Don't want to watch it.
Do something fun with it.
Can we instead watch an old episode of NXT? Somebody told me they're like putting all the old episodes of NXT up, like the early,
that's good,
the challenge stuff.
Oh yeah,
with EC3.
Oh cool,
that's what I gathered from it.
Neat.
What was his name? Bateman.
Derek Bateman.
Derek Bateman. He's coming back. He has to.
I think his contract's up before the spring? End of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, early next year.
Don't you tell me about Impact Wrestling. It's a bummer, man. Those get demonetized every single time. I think because of the word Impact. I literally can't do anything about it.
No, you can't. What if you just call it GFW anyways?
I should, right?
The company formerly known as GFW.
Right, yeah, yeah. Is there something I can get around Impact? Like, spell it differently?
No. Can you make Impact Wrestling one word?
Maybe. I'm not sure if the bots will get that.
I don't know.
The YouTube problems, man. Off the hook. Next up, we had Team Raw backstage.
Yeah, Kurt was saying, let's get prepped for Survivor Series. Let's all have some matches. Finn and Samoa Joe, let's work on your teamwork. You're taking on the club.
Yeah, you're going to take on Finn's best friends.
I know.
In the club.
Jason Jordan, you're taking on Bray Wyatt. He's back now. And then before Kurt could say what was up for Braun, Braun just says, I want Kane. Yeah. It was great. No.
Braun is the best.
Braun is the best. Kurt continues, I want Kane. Kurt gives him Kane in the main event.
Fine. Yeah. I was looking forward to that because it's kind of, you know, they're doing the Big Show thing.
I know.
You know? Wasn't quite Big Show level. Big Show really left everything out there, man.
I know.
He really did. Kane, I feel like it just, again, we don't have polling numbers. I feel like Kane has maybe given up on his mayoral race.
You think so?
Maybe. Unless he is just trying to inject his fund his campaign war chest.
Or he could just be having his last bit of fun before he dedicates.
When is the election, do we know?
Decade to politics. I don't know. I would have thought it would have been election day. That was last Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know what like special elections are. Those always take place. I just figured it's special.
Is it a special election?
They just do it on their.
Is it a mayoral special election or is it just an election?
I have no idea.
You know, we could probably look that up.
I don't know a lick about it, man. Nah, why are we going to do that? We're in the middle of a show right now. We'll look it up for next week's episode.
Okay, fine.
If Kane's even going to be around next week. Yeah, so anyways, next up we had Miz TV with Sheamus and Cesaro.
Miz cut another vicious promo on Baron Corbin.
Yeah, man, Miz is great.
Says he wasn't even on the show to be the bathroom break of SmackDown last
week.
Burn.
Hey.
Hey.
We should send this shirt to the Miz. Hey.
There you go.
Hey, Miz.
Say, hey, we met you last year.
Yeah.
We'd like to offer you this fine garment.
Yeah.
Because we appreciate your efforts.
Yeah. Let's well, that's whoever wins all the Friendo Awards, because Miz has to win something this year.
Oh, maybe.
Should get a Going In Raw shirt.
Good idea.
Some sort.
To find out how to send them their award.
P.O. Box WWE.
Okay.
At Connecticut.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, you know, cool thing about the Office Space, it has its own mailbox.
I know.
We can get rid of the PO
box. I heard
box.
That too.
Yeah. So we get deliveries.
Yeah.
I've got stuff for you. Jason the Cabbie sent you a gas station hot dog for your set.
And you know, the funny thing is, it'd probably still be edible.
Let me ask you something. As edible as it is in the gas station.
Exactly.
Let me ask you something. If we get that Office Space, starting over from scratch.
I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff there.
There's so much good stuff here.
And it's all stuff sent in.
And it's so, like, much sentimental value.
I know.
But you know, it's going to look a little wonky because we'd have to take a picture of it and then put everything back to where it belongs.
I think it would give us an opportunity to take some of the stuff that's under here that got sent to us a while ago. just do it differently completely.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Looks,
I mean,
so wonky,
we keep
though.
This.
Oh, this is centered. Piece.
The boss has to say centered.
Yeah.
Because she's the boss.
She's the boss.
But everything else can be moved around.
Yeah.
So, no, I think we don't try to recreate it.
Everything else moved around?
Let's try to do
that. That's
going to
throw people off so hardcore. Like, it's like somebody took our show and shook it.
Well, that's kind of what we're doing by moving the office, moving to an office potentially.
I don't know, man. We'll have to put that to a poll.
So, anyways, this Miz TV segment, I don't know. I didn't find it terribly captivating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me neither. I kind of tuned out for it, to be honest with you. Oh, the election for Big Red Mayor isn't until next May, according to Charville Myers in the chat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's a long campaign then. So I felt like he announced his candidacy a while
May
ago.
May of 2018. Man, who'd have thought? What is it? Knox County? Knoxville County?
Something like
it?
That in Tennessee. So anyways, this whole
Knox County, yeah,
segment of Miz TV was just to hype the match between these three and the Shield, the reunited Shield, and didn't really serve much more of a larger purpose, I didn't feel like.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Let's talk about this next match, though, because this was interesting. Bray Wyatt versus Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
So Jason Jordan was pretty much dominating the match until he did a top rope move, tweaked his knee, storyline-wise, and then Bray had the upper hand.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Until Jason Jordan managed to reverse the Sister Abigail into a roll-up win.
Yeah, got a clean win over Bray
Wyatt. I know.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
It's great for Jason Jordan.
Yeah, it's awesome. But then what happened afterwards? I'm interested to hear your thoughts about this, and we can talk about it. Bray Wyatt attacked Jason Jordan after the match and worked over the knee and really busted it up storyline to warrant after that. And Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan are backstage with the trainer, and Kurt Angle saying, man, I don't know, Jason, we might have to. And Jason was like trying to cut him off and saying, dude, you cannot take me off the team.
Yes, this is my opportunity. I've been waiting forever for this. You wrestled injured.
And Jason Jordan did this really, really well.
Yeah, he did this. Especially
given there hasn't been too much of a through line with the entire Jason Jordan, Kurt Angle's son storyline. They've done just enough to be able to make this count.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So anyways, Kurt Angle has a hard decision to make. We'll get back to that in a second.
Yes.
Out next was Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman cutting a promo. I kind of tuned out. I mean,
I didn't feel like... I mean, Heyman did put AJ over and tried to... I mean, literally, like, the premise of his entire promo is five reasons why you should watch Survivor Series.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty obvious. But even then, I didn't feel like... I don't know. Like, he didn't... Other people he's put over... He's put over a lot more, I feel like.
Well, I mean, you also have to figure. I'm not sure how much of.
I've made the proposal in the crowd is just enough of a distraction to take the focus away from.
That was a fun moment. No, I don't know. I think that, look, the best Brock Lesnar feud of late has been the Goldberg one. Mm-hmm. That was fun. There was a lot of interaction between the two. There was a shocking match finish at Survivor Series a year ago. The WrestleMania match was better than we figured it would be.
Oh, I thought the Brock Samoa Joe feud was good.
That was good too.
Because
Joe and Heyman
had some really good interactions.
You're right. But that's sort of the point though. Interactions.
Yeah.
Like they're best when you have Paul Heyman or Brock on their heels. If that doesn't happen, there's not a lot to chew on.
Oh, I know.
And at least with the gender thing, gender is a fascinating sort of experiment, creation, character, whatever you want to refer to it. It's, how's this gender Brock thing going to play out?
Yeah.
So at least on the gender side, there's some intrigue there. With the AJ Styles thing, I don't know. I mean, there's nothing they can really do because there's no interaction there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, this was one of those when I didn't tune out. I watched it because I like Paul Heyman. I think I was cooking. But, you know, my TV's close enough that I can hear what was going on.
Yeah.
The marriage proposal thing was cool. Somebody proposed marriage in the audience. And
she said yes. And
the crowd starts chanting, she said yes.
Yeah, then Heyman noticed the commotion and commented on it. And went back to his promo.
Yeah. That's kind of great, though, because I remember having my big rant about being bored with Brock Lesnar matches and going to the merch and wanting to go to the merch stand during them. This guy won up that. He proposed marriage during a Paul Heyman Brock Lesnar promo. Good for you, man. Way to draw a line in the sand. say, oh, this is boring crap again. I'm going to go ahead and get on one knee, mm-hmm. propose marriage right now. Mm-hmm. Crowd marked out for it.
Yep.
That dude stole the show.
He did.
Because Paul's response really wasn't that great.
No.
You know? Anyways. So, Paul Heyman doing his best to sell Survivor Series. I mean, the thing is, I guess I take Paul Heyman for granted at this point a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have to appreciate him more, maybe.
And considering he's tasked with doing virtually the same thing every time he goes out there.
Oh, right.
You can only come up with so many variations of the
exactly,
same theme.
Yeah.
I understand all
I'm
that.
I'm not complaining about Paul Heyman. I'm just saying.
And he did bring up the fact that, you know, during this year, pretty much every one of Brock's opponents has been larger, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time this year that Brock really has to take on somebody, although Joe wasn't larger or stronger than Brock, but anyways.
He was a big bastard, though.
Yeah, this is the first time this year that Brock has taken on someone that has a decided quickness advantage.
Yeah.
So that changes things up. So, I mean, I don't want to say that he didn't try to put AJ over. I just thought he'd be a lot more, especially considering that he was reportedly one of the ones that pushed to put the belt on AJ, mm-hmm. that he would have really put him over.
But we've seen three really good build-ups for Brock Lesnar matches, and it's because of the interaction. You get the Braun one. The Braun feud was really, the build-up for that was really good. Like you said, Samoa Joe and then Goldberg before that.
Yeah.
Those were all really, really good build-ups because there was so much interaction there. And when Paul's just talking on the mic, it reminds me of when we were getting Randy Orton versus Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. It was just a lot of Paul Heyman talking, you know?
Yeah.
And Brock smiling. After that, we had Miz, Sheamus, and Cesaro versus The Shield. So the first time The Shield have actually been in a match.
Did you notice they were calling them the original Shield all last night?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I guess the new Shield is with Kurt Angle and maybe Triple H. Samoa Joe is a member of The Shield for one house show.
Yeah, can we just call them The Shield?
Yeah.
Like, the other ones should be, I don't know, they're not canon. They're house shows.
I know.
Don't even refer to it. Just call them The Shield.
The Shield. Another fun match. Reigns picked up the pin on Miz after a triple powerbomb.
Miz ate a lot. There was some really, really great. The thing that I liked about this match the most is that towards the finish, you saw some really, really smoothly flowing offense from The Shield. Boom, 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 boom.
Like they haven't lost
each guy. Like they haven't lost a step. Like it's riding a bike. Yes. Exactly, yeah. Reminding us their chemistry is impeccable.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we got a Kane. Well, that's Undertaker. Kane. I can't do Kane right now. Kane doesn't really have that distinctive a voice. I don't know why I'm doing this with my mouth.
That's kind of what he does. He talks like this.
Randy. I just want to go into Undertaker, though. Randy Orton.
Yeah, it's not Kane at all.
Anyways.
So he was talking about how
Braun.
When he put Braun in the dumpster. Sorry, in the garbage truck.
Dude, Braun's
Symphony of Pain.
Oh, we'll get to that later. Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, hyping their match later on.
Braun's crap talking during the match was great. You put me in a garbage truck.
Oh, yeah. Braun is the best.
Braun really is.
All right, so this is probably the highlight of the show for me. Kurt Angle
this was
out.
Great. This was so great.
It was so good. Kurt Angle comes out and says, all right, sorry, essentially. Jason Jordan, you're no longer on Team Raw.
I have to make this difficult decision. Jason Jordan limps out to the ring.
Pleading with Kurt Angle to do it. This was his. He said he'll never get another opportunity like this.
Yeah.
This is his chance. This is his huge opportunity.
I get to wrestle with my dad. Please don't do this. It was devastating.
It was.
It was a really, really good performance from Jason.
It really was.
And I hope, and I know you agree with this, this is the seed for what comes next. I mean, it has to be.
For a heel turn, yeah.
But yeah, and I hope it's going to be a really, really vicious, good one that doesn't just make the crowd think, oh, this guy is pathetic and bitter, but I want to see a violent Jason Jordan doing some really nasty things to get back at this situation.
Yes.
Because this was brutal. He comes out and he's begging his dad, please don't take me out of this match. Please don't do it. I don't want it. Please don't take me out of the match. I'm going to cry now. You know, and he was on the verge of tears.
Yeah.
Like if he was a slightly better actor, he could have brought some tears out.
Yeah, probably.
That'd have been great.
Stephanie comes out and says, essentially, Kurt, just do it already.
Yeah, just get it. Just, you know.
Just do it.
Take him back by the, did you ever see Old Yeller?
No, I've never seen it.
They shot him, didn't they?
Oh, I don't remember.
I think they should. I think they.
Oh, put, I don't know. I've never seen it.
I think there's some in the news about them wanting to change. Somebody changed there was like a kid's version of Old Yeller. They changed the end or something,
mm-hmm.
and he lived or something.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Old Yeller get rabies?
No, that's Cujo.
What did Old Yeller get? It had to have been rabies, right?
I don't know.
I thought Old Yeller got rabies too. Anyways, talk about Triple H.
So Stephanie comes out and says, Kurt, do it now. She goes backstage. Kurt is hemming and hawing because Jason Jordan's pleading with him. Just please give me this chance.
It's so awkward.
He said, you know, you won a gold medal with a broken neck.
Right.
Give me a week. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Triple H comes out. And he gets right in Kurt's face, grabs the mic from him, and says, if you're not going to do it, I am. I'm the fifth member of Team Raw.
Oh, and with so much amazing game. And the but we need to mention this. The crowd was chanting, thank you, Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When Bray was Jason Jordan. The crowd was firmly clowning the living crap. Hey, kudos to that crowd last night. They were a good crowd.
They were a good crowd.
Clowning the living crap out of clowning them. Oh, my goodness. That was great.
Wasn't there a yes chant, too, while Kurt was trying to decide what to do?
Yeah. Yeah. Clowning him. No sympathy from the crowd.
No, none.
Triple H comes out. I'm the fifth member of Team Raw. Oh, it was great. I find it funny.
And then he drops the mic, and him and Kurt talk a little bit, and Triple H turns around and goes, I think he says, is that your kid?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. And they talk a little bit, and Jason Jordan's still like, no, please don't do this. Don't do this.
Yeah.
And Triple H turns around, looks at him, and it looks like Jason Jordan's either trying to put his hand out to be like, to plead with him more or shake his hand.
Yeah.
He eats the pedigree. And the crowd was chanting pedigree.
The crowd was chanting pedigree. Oh, it was so great. It was amazing.
It was some good stuff.
That poor bastard. Oh, so, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm hoping heel turn might be happening at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
He might come out and have Kurt be in some situation he can't get out of. He wants Jason Jordan to help him, and Jason Jordan doesn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It rabies. Old Yeller.
Okay.
He fended off a rabid wolf attack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just remember Cujo.
That was the rabies. Stephen King one.
Yeah.
Right? Well, Cujo was just roaming. Wasn't he just like roaming the neighborhood, a rabid dog, like attacking people? This is Old Yeller.
No, I think it was a family. He was a family pet, too. They got bit by something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he attacks his family.
Oh, okay.
Because they're stuck in a car.
But that's just act one, wasn't it?
No, that's the whole movie.
Really?
Yeah.
How early in the movie did it attack by the rabbit?
The first
thing?
Act.
Yeah, okay, first act.
Well, I'm talking about Cujo. I don't remember if it was
Cujo.
A rabbit that bit him, but something bit him and made him rabid, yeah.
Well, no, I'm not saying a rabbit. I'm saying something rabid.
Oh, I thought you said a rabbit bit him.
No.
Anyways.
But that was act one, and the rest of it, he was rabid.
The family's stuck in the car, and they're trying to get out of the car, but he's like,
you
know, rabid, and so they can't.
Yeah.
Without, for fear, or, you know.
Well, Old Yeller was a good rabies. Boy.
Yeah, he was
good.
He was
good. And then at the end, a rabid wolf attacks. Spoiler alert. I mean, this is in the 50s. And then Cujo attacked. I'm fanfic. Old Yeller fends off Cujo.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how he gets rabies. It wasn't a wolf.
Right.
I thought it was a wolf, but it was Cujo.
Right. And then Jason Jordan shows up. Green Grocer. Hey, where was Elias last night? The episode was too serious for Elias. Anyways,
it was too much weighty emotional stuff.
Man, Triple H pedigreed the crap out of Jason Jordan.
Yep.
Should have crotch chopped him too. But Triple H was all business last night.
Well, also, if he did that, that's a face pop he's getting for sure, 100%.
He was already.
They gotta keep some ambiguity there. If he crotch chopped him, that'd have been a huge pop, face pop.
He should have crotch chopped Kurt Angle. Anyways.
So I got your fifth member of Team Raw right here.
Yeah, exactly, right here. I find it funny that you want to be on Team Raw, but you're crap.
Next, right, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe versus The Club. Another fun match.
Yeah, this is fun. I'm still bugged, though, whenever Finn Balor fights The Club.
I know.
Give me a break. I know you guys love each other.
I know.
I know you're all good brothers. Like, yeah. How are you on Instagram last week? Like, oh, about to go to Europe. Too sweet. And then this week, nope, not too sweet anymore.
Well, I mean,
anymore.
Kurt Angle made the match. Not like Finn Balor went up to Kurt Angle and says, I want to fight Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson.
Why didn't Finn Balor say, you know, Carl? Why didn't he say, wait, Doc Gallows, Luke Anderson.
Luke Anderson. Carl Anderson.
Carl Anderson.
Bullet Club.
Yeah, why didn't he say that? And he says, you know, I can't fight them because we're real.
Like, we're good brothers.
We're good brothers. Real. No, he just took him on. And then, so Finn went over with the coup de grace.
Yeah.
And then instead of celebrating, Samoa Joe just walked away.
That was great. As soon as the ref counts pinfall, Joe's...
He's done.
Heading up,
he's
back up
Jadunza.
The ramp. That was great. Joe was great.
Joe is great.
I like it for portions of the match, he was directing traffic.
Yeah.
Saying, Finn, do this.
Yeah. That was good. No, it was all good stuff. Hey, I did not notice this because I was kind of puttering around. I putter a lot.
You do.
Did they mention that these two, didn't they win the Dusty Classic? Did they mention that?
Not that I recall.
Come on, Corey Graves, you were there. Mention that.
I know.
Anyways. Next up, Alexa Bliss gave an interview. She's always good on the mic. She said she might show up at SmackDown Live to watch the Charlotte Natalya match live.
Yes.
That might happen. It'll be interesting to see who shows up tonight.
It will be.
Then we had our main event, a couple of big bastards, Kane versus Braun Strowman.
Yes.
This wasn't quite the Big Show Braun Strowman matches that we got.
No, but it still ended with a fun spot.
Yeah, it did. They always pull out the fun spots. In this particular case, Braun Strowman power slammed Kane straight to hell.
Yeah, I kind of wish that they had ended Raw with Braun emerging from the hole.
After the cameras went off, he did emerge
from
the hole.
No, I know.
Hole.
I wish they'd actually waited, have him emerge, then end Raw.
Yeah, that'd have been good.
That'd been great if he got that pop when he came up and had that broadcast.
Yeah, that'd be good. I wish that they'd have done the thing where they go down the hole and then fire comes up.
Oh, that too.
They had that in 2K14, I think.
Yes, they've done that too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
In real wrestling.
Yeah.
It was a fun match. There was chairs involved. They teased a superplex through a table on the outside.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew that wasn't going to happen, but.
No, it was fun, though. It was cool. It was good. Like I said, I was a big fan of Braun Strowman's trash talk. You put me in garbage. I don't know exactly what he said, but it had something to do with garbage. You did garbage. Anyways, it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Before we get to questions, I always like to do this. I like to read out our new patrons. Patreon.com/Steven Larson. And if you pledge, even at $1, I'll read your name.
Steve will read your name.
Because I'm not garbage. Robert Nota. High Fly Kagan. Christopher Sotelo. SmackDown Wildcard Finals enthusiast Jerome Murray. Ooh, Wildcard Finals. Remember the Wildcard Finals?
Yeah.
What was that? Pretty Boy Ali. Drew Davies, Martin Hughes, Darren McKillop, Derek Hanley, Jason Brandenburg, Sid Swami, Grandmaster Too Sweet, Edgar's Abolins, Kyle Worth, Shane Siegel, Corey Louth, Giovanni Johnson, Robinson, the Prince of Lazy Style, Quinn Fuller, Scott Warburton, The One Piece Is Real. Domino EP, Bad Hoss DJ Johnson, and the Prince of, again, the Prince of Lazy Style, Quinn Fuller. And sometimes these people get really confused with how to do Patreon. Anyways, thank you very much
thank
for
you very
all
much,
your Patreons. It really helps support the show. 1,057 patrons strong going in Raw. Hey, by the way, I got to give a shout out to our friendos over at Game Attack.
Yes.
They launched a Patreon.
Yes.
Very successful. Really good guys. I'll never forget this. Mm-hmm. Craig is the dude with the day, literally within hours of us getting laid off back in the Machinima days. When we got laid off, first guy to reach out and said, let's put something together and work together. Never turned out, but always have.
Oh, yeah. Always really appreciate that.
Yeah, totally. So give those guys a look-see if you like quality gaming content.
Yes.
They do a wide variety of games, and they're very entertaining.
They are.
A really great positive community over there at Game Attack.
Yep.
Let's answer some questions.
Yes. Nemo. Power rank.
Pop up.
Where's the power rank button?
What does it do?
Oh, what? It's still there.
It's just not. Oh, that, look, now it's lit up.
Weird.
What's this one? Chat trivia? Now chat trivia is lit up. I don't even know that. I'm not going to touch anything. I'm not going to mess with it.
Power ranking. Power rank the matches you are most excited for Sunday.
Wow. Ooh. Hey-o. How is Shield New Day not number one? That's got to be number one, right?
I might be a little more excited for the men's.
SmackDown match, right?
Raw versus SmackDown match. Then probably he listed his is men's match, Shield, New Day, Brock versus AJ, women's match, The Bar versus The Usos. That might be mine too.
I'm going to say Brock AJ is probably my number four. The women's match is probably number five just because there doesn't seem to be a lot of stakes involved. I mean, I feel like it's going to be a dominant team Raw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised at this point if, like, wouldn't surprise me if Team Raw just went 5-0.
Oh, I don't think so. I think Asuka that showing happen, where she has to overcome the odds.
Oh, you think it's going to go down like that? Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
where she has to take out three people and then she does it.
But honestly, Brock AJ might be my number five. I'm actually really looking forward to the Bar versus the Usos.
It'll be a good match.
They're going to put on some fun stuff. They're going to have some fun stuff. I think one of my problems with Brock AJ is I know AJ's going to lose.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It just bums me out.
I just hope he gets a decent performance and it pulls some.
The fact that he was able to get such a good match out of Jinder Mahal. The problem is Brock.
Yeah.
If Brock is up to fight AJ, and I think you think he would be, right?
You think he would be. You think he would respect what AJ's done in the business.
Right.
For his entire career. I agree.
Probably men's match number two for me, and Shield New Day is probably number one.
Okay.
Yeah. Next. I don't even know what I'm on right
CM
now.
CM Punk finds it insulting. Power rank.
There's the button.
Things Samoa Joe could have been saying to Braun Strowman when Team Raw was gathered together in Kurt Angle's office.
Samoa Joe and Braun Strowman having a chat?
Yeah. Did they talk at all?
Evidently, there may have been some talking.
Oh, I missed that.
I missed that, too. I mean, you know, he just might be speculating.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
They're standing near each other.
I think maybe Joe would ask, you know, I hope you're okay after your experience with Garbage Truck. Hope you're feeling good.
That could be.
Yeah.
Joe might relate his own story about being in Garbage Truck. You know, back in the early days, it was lean times. Sometimes I had to dive in Garbage Truck to get my calories in. You never know.
Yeah, you never
I don't know.
Know.
Maybe
I think Joe was like a mortgage broker before.
He's not diving. No, he's not doing that. Then.
Yeah.
No. Well,
he did something with mortgages, I thought I read.
Maybe that's what he's talking about. Hey.
He's like, hey, Braun, you're doing well for yourself. You're in the market for a new home. I know I don't do the mortgage stuff still, but I know some people.
Do we know that? Do we know that? We don't know that. He might still do mortgage stuff.
Could be.
Maybe. I mean, that's the kind of thing you can kind of hop in and out of.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, laws change, regulations change, but I think at its essence, it would probably be more or less the same.
All you're doing is selling houses, man.
No, you're homes. Financing houses.
Right, you're selling homes.
Eddie, Jose, glorious men of ours, is it okay to come out of hiding and start rooting for Roman out in public or not? Yeah. If you like Roman,
wear that shirt, sport it proudly, be happy.
Yes.
Support whoever you want to support. Even Alex Foster says, I found a Roman fan. Get him. That's not what I thought he was saying right there. Alex Foster, no.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Go ahead.
Fashion police informant Gary James, WWE decided to open a museum. What objects from their history would you like to see on display?
Man, we saw so many of the cool stuff.
In my mind, this is more of what Seth Rollins burned down in that commercial.
Yeah. Well, the Bruno belt.
Yeah.
I want the Bruno belt in there. I like history stuff. I want Orville Brown piece of memorabilia. You know what I want to see? Like a program from an Orville Brown match.
I'm pretty sure they probably didn't have programs.
Really? Just a simple piece of paper. Take it. They didn't have tickets.
You know, I want to see an interactive exhibit going through somebody's book, go through the process of how a show is booked.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, you know, they had all those address books. That's what I got to get for Rad Wrestling and Bad Wrestling.
An address book for each.
Yeah, an address book.
Address book.
That's although, I guess Rad Wrestling is just universe mode.
Yeah.
So, Bad Wrestling.
I like the unpredictability of universe mode.
Yeah, I know, me too. It was actually more fun than I thought it would be.
It was, I know.
Yeah. Let's see here. Tommy T, is Stephanie McMahon the worst authority figure of all time? I think she's probably one of the top heel authority figures of all time because, man, I really like to hate her.
Yeah.
But I think that just means she's doing a good job. So.
Nate Morris, with Joe on the team along with Triple H now and Kevin Owens beefing with Shane, what are the chances we see the Triple H faction with Sammy as the fourth man? That'd be awesome. Probably not going to happen, though. Evolution?
Yeah, I mean, like, man, if it isn't our original suggestion, I don't want to see it.
Need Pete Dunne involved.
Pete Dunne involved. Yeah, get him in there.
Hamza Hilal, what are the chances that Triple H and Kurt Angle cost Raw the Survivor Series match and it leading to a feud? I don't know if they're going to cost them the match, but this match is leading to a feud.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Michael Flowers, power rank wrestlers you want to see another 30 for 30 on?
Orville Brown.
Okay.
Luthez. Vern Gagne.
Mm-hmm. That we didn't talk about during our review, but that workout he made him do.
Yeah.
Down those stairs,
that was. You know what's funny is
that's insane.
Did you see X-Pac tweet about all that stuff? Mm-hmm. He was like, "Your guys shouldn't be." And I'll actually clarify. I noticed this tweet the night of Nature Boy, the day after the night of the Nature Boy thing. I assume he was referring to that sequence.
Yeah.
in that, you know, Greg Gagne was talking about how like the skin was coming off and they were just completely messed up. And X-Pac was saying that's exactly the wrong way to do it. You don't want your guys getting hurt. He says, I understand the idea of weeding out guys who aren't tough, but he says, why are you like risking concussions before you even had a match?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, but in terms of taking bumps.
I mean, these days, look, things are obviously way different now than they were back then.
Yeah.
It's just, it's good to see a dude like X-Pac coming out and saying, hey, you know, there should be some sense to this.
Yeah.
You know, let's have some common sense.
Yes.
Let's not kill these guys before they start their careers.
Who else? Magnum TA.
Man, that'd be great. That'd be really good. Oh, what a great question. Tokyo Dome Hayes. If you had 5 minutes with Vince off the record, what would you ask him? Would you want to get down to the bottom of things today, or would you ask him some Mark history question? Because I probably would. I'd probably ask him some, I don't know. I'd ask him about Bret Hart.
Well, if you're going to do that, then I'd ask him about...
Oh, we collaborate?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lack of... I'll find a delicate diplomatic way of asking why there's no vision.
Wow. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
How do you diplomatically say...
I don't know. I'd think about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I would ask him. You know what I would ask him? I'd say, what's the most significant moment in the history of pro wrestling? And just see what he says.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be interesting.
It would be interesting, kind of like
he would say
into his mind whether he was involved in that.
Yeah. He would say, Stone Cold versus McMahon.
I know. Wayne Dorsey, is this a burial for Jason Jordan? They made his sympathetic babyface promo so cringeworthy that people popped for Stephanie, of all people. And Triple H himself literally pedigreed him back into obscurity.
Okay.
This is setting up for a heel.
No, dude, listen. There are two... I'm going to say there's one distinct answer to this. Yes, it is a burial. Absolutely. Because there is no guarantee that he'll be able to get out of this. There is the possibility, and they will give him the opportunity to get out of this. This is, you're absolutely right. This is leading to a heel turn to something. However, it could go wrong. And this is the point. This is the definitive point where they said, put up or shut up.
Yeah.
And so this could be a burial. I think it's a burial for a very specific and very good reason and purpose.
It is definitely a kayfabe burial.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. This isn't like John Cena clown and the guy going off script.
No. Interesting. Not here for rest holds, because did WWE ever have an episode where all storytelling was done in-ring and through commentary, no promos, no interviews? How would you think this episode would be? There's actually not a lot of interviews. And not, there was hardly any backstage segments last night. There was, what, two interviews backstage?
Yeah.
And then the Miz TV and the opening. There's a couple interview segments.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, the talking segments were fewer and far between, more so than most episodes of Raw. I noticed that last night.
Which is
especially
why
backstage stuff.
Yeah, which is why it was a stronger episode. Let's see.
That guy, Power Rank.
Power Rank.
Triple H burials.
Booker T number one.
Booker T should have won that match.
Booker T should have won that match.
Should have won that match.
Completely. That didn't make any sense. I feel like Chris Jericho should be on that list somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I at the same time, I kind of feel like Triple H's involvement with Jericho kind of just did good things for Jericho.
Yeah, what about DX had that feud with Legacy.
Legacy.
Was it Legacy? It was DiBiase and...
Cody Rhodes?
Yeah.
Didn't they end up winning their last match?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I know they were involved in a prolonged feud. I assume DX would have come out on top.
Yeah, I feel like Booker T is like 1 through 5, though.
Yeah.
I always found it interesting that Triple H was politicking to get The Rock out of WrestleMania 15.
The main event, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here.
A lot of questions this week. Sorry for the...
I know, and I just put this thing up like right before we went. Oh, I apologize for the lateness of this thread, but I also, in advance, I scheduled the next two threads.
Ooh.
So they're going to go up when they should go up instead of in the mad dash.
Good idea. I mean, even though this went up late, it's not suffering from a lack of questions.
Karen, is it fair to the roster that Triple H and Cena were added to the Survivor Series card, including the removal of Jason Jordan? Who would you put in their slots on each team?
Instead of Triple H and Cena?
Instead of Triple H and Cena. Look, man, you got to sell pay-per-views. I mean, you got to sell subscriptions, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, somebody posted up, like...
Excuse me.
The average, the ages of everybody on... You know, you got Triple H is old. He's mid-40s, late-40s now.
Yeah.
He's not 50 yet.
No.
Kurt Angle, obviously. He's old. Samoa Joe is mid-late 30s.
Late 30s.
He's about our age. Braun is youngish. So yeah, Braun is fresh-faced.
He's early 30s. Yeah. Finn is mid-30s.
Finn's a fresh face.
Over on SmackDown.
Shane's old.
Nakamura and Bobby Roode are both close to 40.
But I consider them fresh faces in terms of the current roster.
Yeah. And who? Oh, Orton. He's pushing
40. Oh, he's old, yeah.
There's not a whole lot of youth.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of a shame, and I hope it's for a very specific storyline reason. But Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn really should have been on Team SmackDown. They really should have. You take Orton out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And
put Owens in.
Put Owens in there. Spot. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you should have had Kurt versus Shane as a singles match. And then you make more room for other guys. I mean, that's sort of my biggest beef. Isn't Jason Jordan. My biggest beef is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn not being on Team SmackDown.
I know. That is a bummer.
That's kind of my biggest thing. But Kurt Angle's a big deal, and these days Triple H is a big deal. So, I'm okay
with especially
that.
Triple H wrestling so infrequently.
Mm-hmm. Jason the Cabbie, is Survivor Series going to be the one show where everyone is okay with the Cruiserweight title match being buried in the 2-hour pre-show? I'm okay with it totally.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? It's Enzo and
Kalisto.
Oh my gosh. Can we just keep that on 205 Live? Yee. Yee. The diddly doodler. Which current WWE wrestler can make the transition to the commentary table like Booker T or JBL?
Good question. Neville.
Well, Samoa Joe would probably be number one.
Yeah,
keep him in number one.
Great.
Yeah. Neville would be good.
John Cena.
Come on, man. We got to be realistic.
Who could, Baron Corbin.
Who could,
hey, man. That's not a deep six.
Look at that. What a DDT. Action too fast to call.
Kevin Owens would be good.
Oh, he'd be great. He'd be
and Sami Zayn.
Him and Sami would be great.
I feel like Drew McIntyre would be good.
Oh, he'd be great.
He's such a personable individual.
It's very likable.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Nate Morris, power rank kayfabe reasons. Roman was late arriving to the Shield entrance.
Oh, wait, was he? Oh, yeah. That's right, he was.
Number five, he was putting that beef away.
big dong. number four, he was wiping the nacho cheese off his mouth.
Oh, yeah, because it came through the concourse. He might have got a snack.
Exactly. He's like, hey, let me get some nachos.
Number three, he lost his glove. Even on the shelf for a while, he couldn't find his glove. And remember, he gave it to Dean for safekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
And Dean thought it was funny that he was struggling to find it.
Number two, he was he was inundated with autographs. And he's a big autograph guy. So
yeah.
He's back there like, hey, I think that's your music playing. Oh, no, it's a Shieldsman. Oh, crap. Runs out there.
Number one, he had to use the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. It took a little longer than he thought it would.
Yeah.
He was on the toilet. It was the number two.
Yeah.
It was poop-poo.
It was poop. And he thought he'd be in and out. Didn't work out that
way. He kept on wiping, but he couldn't get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. It was a three flusher.
Yeah. He was like, man, so much back there.
All right. Let's do a couple more questions.
We never really did talk about this. Ryan Mizushima. When will Paige return?
Maybe tonight, probably after Survivor Series.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to be, you know, Survivor Series is a big four. I wonder if they're going to make the Raw after Survivor Series a big deal.
Do you think they might bring Paige back to give Alexa Bliss something to do between now and Mania?
Oh, you think she's going to go to, oh, yeah, Raw.
Assuming she goes to Raw.
Assuming that Alexa takes on Asuka at Mania.
Yeah.
Hard to think that Paige would come in for a, yeah, maybe, it's possible. That's possible. I mean, the cool thing about Paige is that, like, you know, obviously since she's been gone for so long, even feuds she did have before or even matches she did have before are going to be fresh. Yeah. I mean, I know she's fought Sasha Banks before.
Yeah.
But that's fresh.
Yeah.
You know, Paige versus Nia Jax. Because
she can pick up a win over Alexa in, like, a non-title capacity or in some tag matches, just mm-hmm. not winning the actual title.
Mm-hmm.
That might be an interesting feud if it were to happen.
Yeah.
Mano B, hey friendos, what do you guys think is the reason for all these last minute changes to Survivor Series? Perhaps a sign of more changes to come for the product as a whole. Thanks. I think a lot of it was whatever viral infection was going through the
yeah.
Because I think they initially announced. I kind of wonder if the plan all along was for Shield New Day, but since Roman was sick and they didn't know whether he'd be cleared in time for Survivor Series, they announced Shield versus
maybe.
Usos. But then when they found out he was cleared or was going to be cleared in time, they had the Shield drop the belts, set that match up.
Does that timeline fit? Does that work?
Yeah, because they announced
he was out for TLC, and then they announced it after TLC.
Not on Raw, they announced all the champion versus champion matches.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, that's as good a theory as any. Part of me thinks that my original supposition was Roman was going to be on Team Raw.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a, yeah, I think I don't think there is one reason. You know, yeah. We discussed whether the reaction, the positive reaction AJ versus Finn got it
might have created some, got some inspiration.
Thought, okay, we should actually give the fans what they want. From
make this
time,
a bit more of a dream match. Yeah.
And then someone, Nicholas Grosskirth, brings up Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
The fact that he's going to New Japan and created this massive amount of buzz
mm-hmm.
For Wrestle Kingdom, that maybe WWE feels a need to make themselves seem a bit more cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Because they're decidedly not very cool.
They're not cool, man.
Nope. Not so much.
Razor's Bloodline of Doom. I went back and watched an old episode of Count Out, and I was wondering if you guys still think Bray Wyatt is Undertaker 2.0.
No.
I think he could be. Although, at this point, it's like, it's yeah.
No.
At best, it's like, you know, Undertaker, Diet Undertaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, that's it. No kayfabe corner this week. We're gonna build to like a big kayfabe corner.
We're gonna do a finale.
A finale. Then we got to think of something different, because I didn't like doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I still like trivia. That's fun.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of cards one day, though.
And I'm going to find a new trivia game beginning of next year.
Oh, that's good. Good idea. We'll find something else to take kayfabe corner's
yeah,
place.
Yeah, we'll put our heads together and think of something.
Yeah, that'd be good.
How about this?
Oh,
guess the wrestling thing.
No, we're not. No, that's a Patreon exclusive. What, are you trying to lose patrons? Come on. And I hate that game. It's like my least favorite game.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you think I hate kayfabe corner? Anyways, that's it for now. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Oh, I don't know where the music is.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Well, no
just
music.
Don't, yeah, just don't
no music
press
for you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.